Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Monday, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Hope everyone had a happy sump pump weekend.
Yeah. And
you got to make sure that thing's working.
Yes, you do.
Kick it and make sure it's working. And then your basement wasn't flooded.
That was yours flooded this weekend?
No.
I actually, months ago, the thing was beeping, you know, so I took the battery off and unplugged it. Yeah, that was not a good decision. My wife was out of town for a couple of days. She came back. She goes, did the sump pump kick on? I'm like, ooh. I forgot to plug that thing back in. Luckily enough, though, there was no water by the house because we've worked. I told you the city of Overland Park will not fix the drainage issue in the backyard of the common area because, well, they suck. And they told us that if we did anything, they would come out and sue us, basically, for messing with their land. And so we had to redirect all of this water by building, like, mounds of mulch, my wife and I did. And it really worked. It directed
so
that,
you have a lazy
that
river?
Water.
Did you make a lazy river?
It really is a lazy river in the backyard. Now it is
Fun.
A lazy river. Yeah, we're not getting it to drain through the backyard. Now it's draining through the two houses in between us. And so we've been working on this for years. But you're right. It was a little bit of a lazy river. You got a tube? Come on out.
I know. I always thought that. Don't, you know, pool be fine, but a lazy river
lazy
would be awesome.
River would be
resale,
best.
But I think it'd be great. Is just kind of navigate around the tree there and, you know.
Yeah. Is there anything better at the water park than the lazy river?
We got the path laid out, so yeah.
It's there. It's
could
ready to go.
Could have tried it out. Natural waterway, too. You save on water.
That's
you just
exactly
wait for the,
right.
Wait for the rain.
I love it. That's a good idea.
No,
now I just need a tube.
I'm kind of paranoid about it. So good. Is it running?
You had an issue one time, didn't you, though, with the sump pump?
Just,
yeah, so your
just,
PTSD.
Yeah, it just stopped. And,
right.
And we had since finished the basement since then. So now it's like,
you got to make sure.
I don't
right,
want to spend any money.
Right.
So, yeah, that $150 sump pump better save the day.
And that $6 battery better be working by backup if power goes out. But the other thing is, too, you know, you get that sump pump and you have damage down in your basement, and no matter what it is, right, insurance is not covering
because
you didn't have the right kind of insurance, because that's how insurance screws you
like they
do everybody out there.
I'm sure.
Big screw job insurance.
So, anyway, I hope everybody's cool today. Yep. I guess we should just start first with Vern text from last night.
It's just good. I mean, which is good, right?
I saw the first one I saw said, forget those negative texts, Vern. And
Josh is like, did he get any negative texts? I'm like, well, I got two that kind of jumped out to me a little bit. You lose two out of three to the Tigers over the weekend. Look, you're still, what, five games over 500? The month of April is getting ready to wrap up in the next 2 days.
A winning month of April.
A winning month. A winning month. Hey, I mean, my God, if you would have told everybody a month ago we're going to have a winning month of April, everybody would have been bought in, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Give us a winning first month and see where. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're in. Like, I saw a thing yesterday that said if the playoffs started today, the Royals are in. They're playing the Yankees in the first round.
They're gonna probably get knocked out the first round.
like seriously, like if you're complaining about a winning baseball team, you just got out of a coma that has lasted at least, you know,
you're in
40
it,
years and you missed two, right?
You're in it after a month. You've lost some games, you've won some games.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's baseball, right? That's what happened. So say you're going into May, guaranteed above 500 regardless of what happens today and tomorrow. You're going into May above 500. You'll take that every day of the week, right? And so a couple of texts come in, this one from the 816, which I thought was very funny. funny. I thought it was very humorous to me. Vern, I've got a question. It's going to sound facetious, but it's really not. Do the Royals have a hitting coach? Because if they don't, there's a place in Martin City called Mackensites where they offer hitting lessons for pretty cheap.
No. I mean, I know everybody's trying to help. But no.
Yes, the Royals do have a hitting coach. Who? I don't know what his name is, but they've got one. From the 785, forget the postseason. This is a fourth place team in the AL Central, beating only the ex-Royals, parentheses, White Sox. You know, the White Sox swept Tampa over the weekend. How about that? So,
I did see Brad Keller's there, too.
Brad Keller got the call up. Yeah, talked a little bit to him yesterday. He's got me to thank for that. So Gene Watson of the White Sox can verify that. We were sitting at an In-N-Out Burger.
Yes!
And I'll tell you what, we signed Brad Keller that day. That day, Brad Keller was signed.
So it's, you know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Do you like losing 2 of 3 to Detroit?
No.
You feel like you should be better than Detroit, but you haven't been.
Yeah,
so,
right. Like, you haven't been, right? Yeah, like you should have won on Saturday. Saturday was the tough one.
The division right now are legitimately your peers.
Yeah,
and
right.
A bunch of them have had your number.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've been fourth or whatever. You know, you're not any better than them.
No.
Right?
No.
You have to prove you're better than them. So these are your peers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'd like to win 2 out of 3 rather than 1 out of 3. I get it.
Yeah.
Win series.
But you had the opportunity to win on Saturday, and that's the one that got away. You're up big late in the game, and then you give up the big runs or the big inning, and then end up losing
five,
that game.
Was a five-run
frame, five right? runs, yeah. And ended up losing 6-5. Nice little comeback at the end. Try to get a little comeback. Didn't happen. And then yesterday, you know, you're up 1-0 after the first 2 batters. We go off the soccer. By the time we get back from soccer, the game's over. You lose 4-1. You didn't really put much of an effort into that one yesterday. So here they sit, though. But you're going to Toronto. You're not in first place, but you're above 500. You're a winning month of April. Hey, that's all that you can ask for. It's baby steps. You're not going to win the world championship in April, but you can take yourself out of contention. And for the first time, Josh, maybe in a decade, 9 years, right? 8 years, maybe. The Royals are not out of contention going into the month of May. Hey, we're still in this
thing. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Meanwhile, the draft now complete. They're busy signing those undrafted free agents. Brett Veach will speak midday today to kind of get an update on where they're at there. But just on the surface, Bob, I'm good. Like, take out the names. Like, it's not my job to determine what names they get.
Right.
But just the positions. 2 pass catchers, 2 defensive backs, 3 offensive linemen. Sure feels like to me they hit all their top needs.
Well, you went into the draft and no matter which like draft, you know, nook you looked at, niche, I don't know what the word is, draft nerd, maybe I'm looking, I don't know, Kuiper people. No matter what draft person you looked at, everybody had the same needs, whether it was pass catcher, lineman, cornerback or cornerback, lineman, whatever order it was in.
Sure.
Those were the 3 biggest needs that this organization needed to fill. And they seemingly, I guess, went out there and filled those needs. They didn't go really anywhere else other than pass catcher, defensive back, and offensive line, right?
Yes. So,
you filled the needs.
I didn't really find a linebacker to be a need.
No,
Or really a defensive lineman.
Not really.
A running back.
No, you're not going to draft a running back. Like, you can sign somebody via free agency.
So all those things, like, you can get those positions, and you probably have via the undrafted free agent route.
Right.
But just strictly in the drafted portion, I'm like, yeah, you nailed all the positions you needed.
Right.
Cool.
Great. Way to go.
You're responsible for making sure the names were right,
mm-hmm.
and the spots you got them were right. But those are the pros' jobs,
yeah,
right?
Right. That's not our job.
Just straight of what'd you need? Oh, mm-hmm. Looked like you got what you needed. That's cool.
You know, as we talked about on Friday, like if you're complaining about some of these picks, ask yourself the question. Like, let's just use this one for an example. Jaden Hicks, the 4th round defensive back. Not to pick on this guy because I know nothing about him. If you were upset about the Jaden Hicks pick, ask yourself this question: how many times did you watch Jaden Hicks play this year? And if the answer is 0, then don't have a place to complain, right?
That spot?
And who did you want in that
33rd overall in the
correct,
4th round?
Right, like who? Who did you want in that spot?
I don't know.
So anyway, I guess I just have that blind faith in Veach until he proves that we can't have blind faith in Veach right now, right? I'm not one to judge whether or not these names were the right players or they were the wrong players. We just don't know. They filled position for need. They got some weapons from Mahomes. Seems like a big time win for me. Like, all right, you walk away from the draft going, all right, let's see what Xavier Worthy can do. And let's see if we've got a new left tackle. And let's see if we've got you know, the heir apparent, if you will, to Travis Kelce, and maybe the heir apparent to Creed Humphrey, or whatever the case may be. I mean, you look at what was done on Saturday, you look what done was on Friday, and obviously Thursday, combining Xavier Worthy in there, and it ultimately looks like a pretty good draft where you filled positions in need. Now it's up to these players to go out there and play their ass off and reward Brett Veach and keep this train moving, because you don't want to be the draft class, much like the Kansas basketball class that didn't win the Big 12 championship when they had, what, that streak of 14 or whatever it was, Josh Cohen. You didn't want to be that class that lost the Big 12, you know, regular season championship, much like every other draft class that has come before this in the Brett Veach era. You don't want to be the draft class that lets the organization down. So there's undue pressure on you to go out there and play your ass off. But the way that this team and this organization has drafted over the last 5 or 6 years, they've done really good things. And I'm not going to sit here and be critical at all of, you know, what they did and how they went out there and addressed their needs. Had they drafted a running back in the first round, maybe we're having a different type of conversation. But they didn't overthink this thing, and they didn't go out there and try to show that they were the smartest man in the room. They looked at all their needs. Everybody else thought the needs were the same thing. It all matched up, and I think they did a really nice job with this. And only time will tell if the picks were the right picks.
Right, right. And those are the, you know, those are the professionals that are making those selections. Just positions, right. I'll give you the thumbs up.
Thumbs up, baby.
I will grade it an A.
An A. How you grade a draft, I don't know, because when Patrick Mahomes was drafted, there were a lot of people saying it was a reach, it was a stretch, it was no good.
No, I'm not draft grading, sorry. But we did break down, you know, kind of our hit list on this one, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Most exciting pick.
I think it's Xavier Worthy, right? It has to be. I don't know if he's wearing number one or if he's just using the number one jersey because he was the first round draft pick, but a lot of people were drawing, you know, the jump to conclusions, Matt, that means Jerick McKinnon is no longer going to be part of this team.
Kind of sad.
Which is kind of sad.
Probably right, though.
But it's probably time to kind of move on from him. But I do like the fact that he had that number one jersey. If he's going to wear that jersey, and that's going to be his number, that's awesome. That's a wide receiver wearing number one is awesome, but it's also a lot of pressure on you. So we'll see if that's what he's going to wear number one. But I thought Xavier Worthy was a really exciting pick for this team.
Yeah, I don't think he could go any other direction than that. I mean, I was kind of excited when I got the BYU offensive lineman, just because I was like, really? Like, the BYU offensive lineman was there and available when they were going to pick?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like that, again, the first two picks were like, oh, yeah. Speedy, fast wide receiver, and a BYU offensive lineman.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, those feel like two Chiefs picks.
Right, exactly.
Like, how the hell they got them, I have no idea.
I mean, I've seen multiple headlines, and I don't know if it's the same story just packaged under different headlines. How Andy Reid used his BYU connection. He uses BYU connection every year to get a player, whether it's an undrafted free agent, a draft pick, or going out and signing somebody in the offseason. He always goes back to his alma mater. That's pretty cool that he does that.
Our most intriguing pick.
Well, I think for me, it's CJ Hansen, because he's from Holy Cross, and I don't
Holy
recall.
Cross.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about Holy Cross is when Kirk Heinrich injured his ankle against Holy Cross in St. Louis, and the building turned right. And Holy Cross thought they were going to win. I don't know that I've ever seen a Holy Cross player in the NFL. They're a 1AA type of school. It's going to be interesting. I know it's only a seventh round draft pick, but CJ Hansen from Holy Cross. I went, that's an interesting school to be getting drafted from, Josh. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you're a Holy Cross player,
especially
you're an undrafted free agent. Yeah.
Especially as a guard.
Yeah,
you're like,
right.
You only play, like, I it's bad to say. I'm like, you only play guard there?
Yeah. But like, he's 6'6", 305, right?
Shouldn't you play tackle if he was the best, you know?
Right.
So, no, that's intriguing.
I find it intriguing. Like, Holy Cross, huh?
To me, it was the aforementioned Jaden Hicks. Mm-hmm. I like 6'3 corners.
Yeah,
like,
that's a big cornerback, right?
6'3 corner. Tall corner. And he played with Jalen Watson in college. So there you go.
Like Jalen Watson, baby.
So, reunited teammates. So I'll go with Jaden Hicks as my most intriguing. The most pick.
For me was Hunter Norzad, the offensive lineman from Penn State. And when they drafted him, we were watching where we were having lunch the other day. Me and the girls were sitting there and the draft is on. And I'm trying to explain the draft to folks who don't really understand the draft is not as easy as you would think it would be. Well, why aren't they in Kansas City? Why isn't it all about the Chiefs? I'm like, it just kind of goes in order. What order? How does it, like, so taking what we know is the draft and trying to explain it to your 13 and 14 year old daughter, not exactly the easiest thing in the world to do, because I started to think to myself, like, how do I really explain what the hell's going on here? Even my neighbor came over. He goes, what are we doing? We're watching people read names on TV. Yes. I go, yes, we're addicted.
For hours and hours.
So Hunter Norzad gets drafted, and they say center Hunter Norzad. And I text Josh, I go, there's the Creed replacement. I told you this was happening. You think it's more of an Allegretti type replacement, but nonetheless, they took a center pretty high up in this draft.
Well, they did, but Allegretti snapped too. Yeah. You know, I mean, they need somebody that also can snap.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a center that can play other spots on the interior.
Right.
Flexibility is what they love, right, with offensive linemen. I think the last two offensive linemen picks probably fit that mold. You're hoping that the BYU kid competes for the starting job, and the other two are backup guys on the interior.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you get that, then you're good to go.
Most pressure pick, I think we're in lockstep on this one. Anybody that comes in as a drafted tight end.
I mean, immediately.
Especially because they're throwing out there, he had caught the most touchdown passes in FBS over the last two seasons at tight end or whatever. And I'm like, don't do it. Don't let yourselves do it. This is a compliment to Travis Kelce.
In the clickbait society in which we are these days, every website is out there. The Chiefs drafted Travis Kelce's replacement. You know how many times I saw that headline over the weekend as well? So the pressure is on this kid to be the next Travis Kelce. I'm going to tell you something right now, Jared Wiley. Do not try to be the next Travis Kelce. You be the best Jared Wiley you can be.
I love it.
You be Mike Moustakas, Jared Wiley. You do that.
And who plays the longest?
I think it's going to be the offensive tackle, Suamataia from BYU. It just seems like tackles play the longest. I think he's going to be the last man standing out of this draft class.
He gets his second contract.
Yeah, right.
He's the last guy there.
He's the last guy standing. It just kind of makes sense to me, right?
Yeah. All right, more on the draft, because I think all of our parents were really actively involved in it
this
weekend.
They really were,
very, very, very strange. And maybe Clark might finally want a roof.
Uh-oh. We'll get to that, folks.
Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bang! back in on a Monday along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler, Nathan Williams producing today. As I was watching the draft on Friday and then a bit on Saturday, it was a very odd view. It looked like all of our parents were there dressed in team gear cheering on the picks. Like older than us people.
Yeah, there were some old folks there.
Like maybe our parents' age-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine my mother dressing up in Chiefs gear and wooing up a fourth-round draft pick on, you know, on the weekend in Detroit.
You can't? You know
I mean? I just can't.
Why?
I just can't.
Oh.
The audience looked really old.
Yeah.
Also, there was an old man who was logging all the picks in a notebook.
I saw that guy too. Saturday.
That they showed.
Yeah.
I think it was Saturday. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, yes. And he's got his wire-bound notebook, and he's writing down all the picks.
Every pick. What's he going to do with that?
Dude, just get your phone out. Enjoy the draft. Get your phone out.
I mean, you can print that list at the end of the day, you know. But maybe, hey, look, I'm not one to criticize how anybody wants to keep their lists and do things. I've got notes and things like that all over the place. I just wonder what he's doing with that when it's all said and done.
I don't know. See if he got it right.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he's comparing his picks, maybe. But you get into the second round, you don't know anybody's getting picked.
But did you notice that, too? It looked like an older crowd of people that allegedly were super fans.
Right. They pay those people.
All I could think of was, well, it's just another example of the kids not wanting jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those were paid actors, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Okay. We heard that from folks in Kansas City last year that people were, maybe not paid, but giving them free gear type of, you know, actors.
We're getting them up in the little space,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we'll give you a good spot right by the stage if you wear the Seahawk jersey and cheer when the Seahawks get their pick made. Because I remember people telling us that in Kansas City and how many Chiefs fans are like, I ain't doing that.
It just felt like a little bit old to be super fans like that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But that's the people that they found to wear the jerseys.
I like the draft. I care about what my team gets. I don't care that much apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, TV, you want to go, ooh,
right.
You know,
it's all about the pictures.
When the lights show up. But I'm like, this was a little bit older crowd to be caring about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it was an older crowd. Yeah, no question. But I mean, I think Detroit's a little bit of an older city anyway. But I mean, this is where you go when you want to make it look good on TV.
Definitely not the 20-year-olds that were cheering on the draft.
No. They were at the baseball game.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Clark Hunt spoke this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Arrowhead renovation still an option, but not the only option.
Arrowhead is a special place for our family and our fan base. That was one of the reasons that we focused on it with the last effort. But going forward, it may make more sense for us to be in a new stadium.
Uh-oh. And dare I say one could have a roof?
I wouldn't say anything's changed in the last 2 or 3 weeks. We were obviously very focused on Arrowhead. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a special place for our fan base. And I believe it could be a special place for our fan base for another 25 years with the right renovation. But we're just going to have to be open-minded in how we approach this. And that may involve a new stadium, and it could be an open air stadium, or it could be a dome stadium.
Whoa!
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 Oh! I didn't see this coming.
Whoa.
Unless I did. I mean.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Not only a new stadium, but a roof.
Wow! Everything you don't want.
A roof,
or at least a vocal minority on the text line doesn't want
it. I thought it was pretty negligent that you threw out a plan that didn't have a roof. I think it was better for the community if you have a roof.
No question.
Better for Kansas City if you have a roof.
Right.
Some type of roof. And again, I've worked through all the scenarios in which you could keep it open and we can still have fun football without the roof on, but we could have the roof for other stuff.
Yeah. Final Four, Super Bowls, all that stuff.
Wasn't interested in this before. Was never part of the renovation plan, right?
The roof.
They were not interested in the roof.
They were not. Not doing it
now
as
they're
Arrowhead.
Like, well, everything's on the table. Let's see.
We are wide open. I hate to be that guy, but this is what we told you was going to happen if these renovation plans did not pass, right? The F around and find out crowd, as we kind of referred to it here. And the fact that the Chiefs and Royals are going their own way now and they're separating, look, I think that's the right thing to do, Josh. I believe, and I don't understand why it seems like the Chiefs and Royals maybe the only two teams in the United States that seemingly were tied together on all of this stuff. I understand unique situation. You share the sports complex and whatnot, but those are historic days. Those days are over right now. And about moving forward, it's about what the Royals can get for themselves. I don't necessarily think the crossroads is off the table completely from some of the stuff I may be hearing and understanding with that when it comes to for the Kansas City Royals, but the Royals are going to go left. The Chiefs are going to go right. And they're going to find out where they can go, where they can build, and how they can do it on their own. And that's why I do think now that both teams are going to be separated and it's going to be, you know, the Royals doing their thing and the Chiefs doing their thing. I think it is imperative for one of the teams to end up on the Kansas side of the state line to allow those of us that do live in Kansas the opportunity to finally contribute to paying for one of these teams. I think it is very, very, very expensive and probably too costly for both teams to build new stadiums in the state of Missouri at this point in time. Unless Missouri's really going to step up and write checks to keep both of those teams here, I think it really is expensive and maybe too expensive for one state to have to foot the bill. And if the Chiefs want to move over to the east side of 435 and build a stadium over there in the state of Kansas and Kansans pay for that, great. If the Royals want to stay in Missouri and Missouri and Kansas City help pay for the Royals, great. I think that's the best case scenario for both of these teams and the best case scenario for the individual pocketbooks that are in the Kansas City area that are going to be paying for that. Because either way you look at it, on either side of the state line, there is going to be some sort of public funding that is going to be used. Why should Missouri have to continue to foot the bill for two brand new stadiums when there's capable folks on the Kansas side and, quite frankly, some good money on the Kansas side that could ante up and pay for one of these stadiums to be built? So I think now is the perfect time, and the feeling is just right, to break away. To have one team go to Kansas, one go to Missouri. Everybody now in the metro area is paying for it. But this is what we told you was going to happen. Those of you that loved Arrowhead, that were wedded to Arrowhead Stadium, had the opportunity to keep the Chiefs at Arrowhead. The voting public said no. They cast their vote. They made their decision. Now you have to look elsewhere. Yeah. And options are out there.
Clark Hunt was directly asked about conversations with government officials in Kansas about moving the stadium to Kansas. He says, we have not. We've been pretty focused on the last 3 weeks of the draft, but we know we need to turn our attention back to the stadium front here in the coming months.
Yep, there you go.
Claims they haven't yet, but we will.
But when was yet? Was that since the election, or was that, you know, like, when is yet? You know,
have you had any conversations?
Yeah,
we have not.
Yeah, today. This
sliding napkins back and forth. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what constitutes a conversation.
Right.
I don't know.
And for those of you that are absolute and 100% believe they're staying at Arrowhead or staying at Missouri or staying in Missouri or staying in KC Mo or whatever the case may be, you can't go in blindly believing that's what's going to happen because you think that's what should happen. At the end of the day, Clark Hunt is a businessman. He's going to do what's best for his business. Not only the Kansas City Chiefs, Josh, but Arrowhead Events. And we keep forgetting about that part of the business that Mark Donovan has done an amazing job of growing over the last couple of years, right? With the Taylor Swift concert, with the Beyonce concert, with Billy Joel, with the, you know, the truck thing on Mounds of Dirt and all that kind of stuff. Like, they continue to grow that side. The only reason they can't grow it anymore is because they don't have a roof. He mentioned possibly putting a roof on a potential new stadium. What does that help you do, Josh? Grow the Arrowhead event side of businesses to allow you to have events in January and February and March and early April. Right.
Clark Hunt has hesitated.
Has hesitated, but now he's got the opportunity to do so. Yeah. And when people say, we wanted to stay at Arrowhead and we don't want a roof, Clark Hunt can say, you had that opportunity and you told us no. So now we have to do what we believe is best for the Hunt family, for the Kansas City Chiefs, and for Arrowhead Events. And what's best for all of that to generate the most money is to build that new stadium with a roof to give you the opportunity to have those indoor events that we currently can't have in Kansas City.
We had the right intel, only the names had been changed. We'll tell you who next.
shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond. And they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to do you like Michael.
All right, so during the draft process, we told you there was one wide receiver that was telling everybody he only wanted to play for the Chiefs.
That's exactly right.
Sources had told us.
Right.
He was telling everyone that would listen. Mm-hmm. He only wanted to play for the Chiefs.
Well, that's right.
He ended up getting drafted by the Arizona Cardinals and stayed there.
Oh.
I think.
Are we sure that he stayed there?
He didn't
there?
Look happy on draft night, but looks like Marv's a Cardinal. Okay. That's
all. I think he was holding out as much as I was that he wasn't going to go to the Arizona Cardinals. It's really not fair for a great player like that to have to go to a crappy organization like Arizona and play with Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
I'd sit out.
It's not good. So it turns out we might have just had the wrong name.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think it is, yes. At some point over the weekend, Adam Schefter reported that Xavier Worthy told his agent to tell all 31 teams that the only place he wants to go is Kansas City to play with Patrick Mahomes. Word got out, and everybody else listened and said, you know what, we're not going to take Xavier Worthy. He only wants to go to Kansas City. And that's really what Marvin Harrison was supposed to be doing and what we heard that Marvin Harrison was doing through sources here at 610 Sports Radio. And it just never amounted to that way. They went and drafted him anyway at number 4 overall to the Arizona Cardinals, who, after all of that smoke, though, you know, we thought Arizona was going to trade out of that 4th pick. They went right in there and they took Marvin Harrison Jr. They didn't hesitate at all.
No, they
were not
they
waiting.
Had to.
Yeah, of course they did. But they weren't even waiting for trade offers. I mean, those picks were flying on Thursday night, right? Like they were flying on Thursday night they didn't really want to move. If you're going to go into a game with Kyler Murray as your quarterback, that's your fault. But also you want to try to surround him with a few weapons. And so you're going to try to make him better by getting Marvin Harrison Jr.
Easiest sell in the world to your fans too. This is the next Larry Fitzgerald.
Absolutely. It's a great sell to your fans.
He's our next lifer. Wide receiver. You guys liked Larry here, right?
Right.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Now the question should be, can we get a quarterback?
Now I am curious because we were hearing this, that maybe the Chiefs were the ones that misdirected us on this entire thing.
Maybe.
Like they had Xavier Worthy pegged the entire time. Mm-hmm. We were asking about Marv.
Right.
And they were like, no, our wide receiver only wants to come to us. And we just, I don't know.
We just assumed it was Marv.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think we just got the name wrong.
I think
Marvin Harrison, Xavier Worthy sound alike.
Very much alike,
so
yes.
So I could see how that would be misinterpreted.
And they kind of played in the same conference. One was the Big 12. One was the Big 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Texas, Ohio. It's very similar.
So I think we were close maybe on that one.
Mm-hmm. I just got the name wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're listening into conversations and you're doing like the Morse code and you're trying to decipher things, sometimes things gets lost
maybe
in translation.
I just heard what I wanted to hear.
Or
I don't
that
know.
Too. It could have been. Or we just made it up either way.
Could be. Could be.
I still think Marvin Harrison wants to be a Chief. He don't want to be a... Nobody wakes up saying to themselves, my dream is to be an Arizona Cardinal.
No, that's the phone call. Lisa could have said you were from the Chiefs.
Right, exactly. You know? And you hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to take your number 4 overall pick money. You're going to go to the NFL. You're going to have yourself a good time. You're going to try to dominate. But again, you have Kyler Murray as your quarterback. Yeah. It's going to be very difficult.
Jake Taylor thought he was going to get the call from the Yankees, got the call from the Indians, went and played anyway.
Right. And he
did.
That's what Marv's doing. Really wanted to be a Chief.
Yeah.
Well, they
were
red too in Arizona, so what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck to you out there, Marv. It's going to suck.
Scary as it is, I don't hate where the Bears went after this entire draft. They got a quarterback. You can say what you want, but there are people that think he's going to be really good.
Sure.
Right? You got...
People thought Trubisky was going to be good.
Adunze.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice pick. I love that pick.
They already got Keenan Allen for a year. They got a lot of pieces on offense.
They do.
And then they got the Iowa punter... Just in case they have to, you know, boom it.
Because that guy's used to kicking.
Every good quarterback does need a good punter.
Mm-hmm.
They really loaded up.
They did, but that doesn't mean you're going to win.
No.
You know?
Definitely not. But that's a team that at least you know they're trying.
Well,
holy
they are.
Crap,
they are, and you got to give them that because they all know that they're on, you know, on the clock right now, right? Matt Eberflus is on the clock. Ryan Poles is clearly on the clock. Usually in Chicago, it lasts about 4 or 5 years, and then they make wholesale changes, and they continue to be an average to below average type of football team. But they did go out and add some nice players. But again, adding names doesn't necessarily equate to winning, right? You've got to have the right mix of players. And you have to have the right leader in place. I still go back to that head coach quarterback combination. And where does the Chicago Bears head coach quarterback combination rank? Just in the NFC North, right? When you look at the NFC North, you've got to say, obviously, Detroit is ahead of them. You have to say Green Bay is ahead of them. And then you've got Minnesota and Chicago. I'll take Minnesota's head coach every day of the week over the guy that they got in Chicago. So they've got the worst head coach, and you got two rookie quarterbacks now in Minnesota and in Chicago. I don't know that I like Caleb Williams necessarily a lot more than J.J. McCarthy. I'm not a huge J.J. McCarthy fan, but I'm not a huge Caleb Williams fan either. So it's going to be interesting to see that dynamic of those two head coaches and those two quarterbacks and how they battle each other out. Because I think both of those teams right now, Minnesota and Chicago, are looking up at two teams that are pretty darn good ahead of them, with Green Bay and Detroit being there.
So they got aggressive, not only a quarterback, but a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've loaded
up
now on wide receivers. Is Keenan Allen all bent? They signed a rookie wide receiver
maybe,
to come in?
Maybe, probably, I would imagine,
but
right?
That's never a problem.
Never is, no.
But the quarterback is?
But the quarterback is a problem, right?
Sifting through what's going on in Atlanta, too.
Right.
And whether or not someone's feelings might be hurt.
Right. Kirk Cousins may have hurt feelings. If Kirk Cousins' feelings are hurt over this one, then you need to bounce on Kirk Cousins and send him to Coles. Give him some Coles cash, tell him to be about his day. Because you can't
get that as a payout.
You can't have hurt feelings if you're Kirk Cousins going into this, because every other position in the NFL gets competition through the draft and nobody ever says anything about it. And then this high school football coach by the name of Ian Scott down in Florida tweeted out this. And I think this is a really good way to look at this. Ian Scott at Coach Scott _GHS. Why is it these folks have heart attacks over a quarterback? Ain't nobody crying about the Bears taking a wide receiver at 9 with DJ and KA on the roster. Cousins is getting paid. Nobody cares about his feelings. Falcons don't owe him anything. This ain't Mahomes we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So I saw that tweet. I'm like, that's really a good way to look at it, right? That, to me, is a really interesting way to look at it. And it goes back to something, Josh, you've been saying for years. Like, why do we feel the need to not draft quarterbacks? I understand you invest a lot of money in the guy, but just because you're investing a lot of money into somebody doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Doesn't mean it's the right fit. It doesn't mean it's the right move for the organization. If you have an opportunity to get better and to take somebody that could challenge somebody at a specific position, you go do that. But yet for the quarterback, we're like, oh my God, we've already got this guy. God forbid we bring in some competition and hurt some feelings around here.
Yes and no. Because I'll speak out of both sides of my mouth on this. I think that position is different. I think that that is a spot where you want your definitive leader.
Sure.
And you don't want to put it with all the attention that we give the NFL these days. You don't want to give any ammunition where there doesn't need to be any.
Right. Yeah.
And so quarterback's a dangerous spot to do this in. And
so
Atlanta
the minute he throws an incomplete pass in practice, we're calling for penix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand.
And especially
that.
A guy I think that can play now.
I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. I've got on record saying,
right?
That.
Like
yes.
a guy that you look at and you're like, well, that doesn't look like a guy that needs to sit for 2 years.
Right.
Looks like a guy if you need to go and you see what you got something, if you got some lightning in a bottle with.
Mm hmm.
That was the only issue I had. If you got a project quarterback under Kirk Cousins, isn't the wrong thing in the world. Kirk Cousins would be a great guy to learn from.
Sure.
This didn't feel like, to me, a project quarterback. This feels like a plug-and-play quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're taking a guy in the first round like him to play him.
Right.
Not to sit him for 2 years. So I do find that portion interesting.
Well, what's also interesting about this.
But maybe it's only a year.
Right.
Maybe it's only a year, and you're willing to then eat kind of his final year,
right?
Cousins as the backup, and you know, hand it off. If you probably, I mean, maybe you get a trade partner for him after a year. I don't know, but you could Alex Smith him away.
Right.
But you have a year, and then in, and it probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Not at all. But what really, really is interesting about this is the way that this whole thing played out. And there's a report out there right now from a gentleman who covers the NFL by the name of Tony Pauline. And he writes for something called SportsKita.com. I've heard the name of Tony Pauline before. But what's interesting about this report, and again, take it for what it's worth. Remember the viral video we talked about the other day about Arthur Blank looking like he was confused and wondering why you're taking Michael Penix? And it looked like the GM was trying to
talk him into it.
Into that pick. But this guy, Tony Pauline, says multiple people I've spoken with believe the selection was driven by Arthur Blank himself because Arthur Blank is looking to set up a model similar to what they did in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love in 2020, despite still having Aaron Rodgers on their roster. And what Arthur Blank essentially told the general manager.
So they're trying to set themselves up for a disgruntled quarterback handing off to the next guy?
That's right.
Well, then, okay, cool.
Then it works
out,
right?
That's why they didn't say Chiefs.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Right. Now, I was wondering, because they kept saying Packers, that's why, because they'll have a angry starting quarterback that doesn't want to tutor the young guy.
Right. And also, you have more years for that angry starting quarterback in Atlanta than you knew Alex Smith was done after that year. But what the owner said, and it's hard to argue with this one, it really is, they say that the owner said, we don't expect to be drafting anytime early, anytime soon in the top 10. We have a chance to set ourselves up for the future with a great quarterback. And again, I've determined he's the best quarterback in the draft. That's my opinion. Obviously, the Falcons believe he's a really good quarterback as well. Hey, we don't expect to be picking this high for a very long time. We don't expect Kirk Cousins to be around forever because, you know, he's old and, you know, getting ready to, you know, go out to pasture in a couple of years.
And off an Achilles injury.
Yeah, or that. Yeah. And he's coming off. You're right. He's coming off that Achilles injury. So if we're here, we might as well take advantage of this opportunity and go draft and set ourselves up for the future. Again, I think the one thing that we lose a lot as fans in this, we react to the draft in the moment as opposed to looking at the big picture, right? And looking at we're not just drafting for 2024, we're drafting for 2024 and the future. What's going to set us best up for the future? And if they love Michael Penix and the owner wants to go that direction, then that's the direction that you go.
The Chasers weren't afraid of the Chiefs. Big mistake. Next. Brought to you by Raynor Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RaynorKC.com. You see stories like this and you go, we've got the right combination in place. We've got the right plan in place because we're in the midst of something great. And it's continuing, and seemingly they have put themselves on a path to continue it. This comes from Mike Silver. Covers the 49ers for the San Francisco Chronicle. The 49ers are about to commence their version of The Last Dance, an all-in 2024 season that will mark the end of an era, and the potential for implosion is real.
Yeah, it is. Wow. When you say the potential for implosion is real, you're right about that. You've got Deebo Samuel. You've got Brandon Ayuk, both who are very unsatisfied with their contracts. You know what happens when players get unsatisfied with their contracts.
Somebody gets moved.
They sit with two goons in a suite on the first game of the season, right? And then somebody ultimately gets traded or they pout and things don't go well. We're still trying to figure out, is Brock Purdy the real deal to lead an organization long-term, right? I don't know the answer to that question. But what's intriguing to me about all of this is that they are basically saying out loud, Josh, the say it out loud test, as Carrington likes to talk about, we're all in this year. And if it doesn't work this year, then we're going to start over and we're going to go back to square zero and try to build this
also,
thing back up.
Speaking
right?
of Brock Purdy for a second, he's entering year three. Right?
Yeah.
Of four?
Of four. Yeah, exactly.
So
you got to make a determination what you're going to do.
It doesn't matter where he was drafted, right?
No.
If he's a starting quarterback in the NFL, he might just want starting quarterback money in the NFL.
That's exactly right.
So you have a decision going to be looming on the quarterback sooner rather than later.
Right.
And we all know playing with the quarterback cheap is great.
Right. But that's again, I don't know right now if Brock Purdy is the answer at quarterback.
You don't have to have the answer. I'm just saying I wonder if they have the answer. They have to determine the answer and whether or not they're going to pay him in addition to.
If you're the GM, are you paying Brock Purdy right now?
No.
I'm not either. I am not going down that well. I don't know And just the fact that I just said, I don't know, that's enough for me not to pay the quarterback.
But I would say almost I don't know with just about everybody, because I would try to push this thing to 5 years with all my might.
But he doesn't get 5 years because he's Mr. Irrelevant. He only gets 4 years, right? You'd love to play this thing out, pick up the fifth-year option, but it doesn't exist for him.
They're going to have to do that too.
Yeah, so they've got all of that kind of, you know, going into one. But, I mean, it makes you more and more excited to be a Chiefs fan and realize we're not in that category. Like, there is no way, shape, or form that next year the Chiefs are like, we're all in this year because we're done and everybody's walking away and everybody's retiring. Obviously, we know Andy Reid is here for the next 6 years. Brett Veach is here for the next 6 years. Mark Donovan's here for the next 6 years. Patrick Mahomes is here until he doesn't want to be anymore. Travis Kelce may retire in the next year or so. Chris Jones may have a couple of years left. But the bulk and the core and the heartbeat of this organization, the Mahomes, the Reeds, the Veaches, those guys are going nowhere. And so they're not going to have to worry about going all in on a season because it's the end of the road. And we know what happens when teams, quote unquote, go all in. You get fired in Philadelphia and end up in Kansas City. I mean, that's what happens when you try these all in years and announce to the public and to everybody listening that this is going to be an all in year. So they're going to have their work cut out for them in San Francisco. And if they don't get an opportunity to play for or win a championship, you're going to look back at this era of San Francisco 49ers football and go, I guess it was fun, but we never accomplished anything. We never got the big prize. We went to two Super Bowls and were beaten by the Chiefs both times when we had pretty big leads in both of these Super Bowl games too. So, like, the pressure is on, and when the pressure is on to this level, teams don't normally achieve all of that kind of success. There's going to be people complaining about contracts. There's going to be people wondering about the future. There are so many distractions now for the San Francisco 49ers. And I got to say, sitting here in Kansas City, I love watching the distractions out there.
It's great.
That's why you got to keep nailing these drafts so you're never in this position to have to go all in at the end.
And back to San Francisco, like Trent Williams ain't getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
Kittle really not getting any younger
right? He's not
had a bunch of injuries,
but he can block. Boy, he can block.
Your running back's pushing 30.
Yeah, and that's the other thing people seemingly forget about too, right? Your running back is up there in age, right? Do they still have Frank Gore?
And if it goes sour,
mm-hmm.
You think a Bosa's going to keep his mouth and just play?
Oh God, you think he's going to play? First of all,
well, that's it. But you know what I mean? Like, you're just dominant. That would just feels like it's dominoes away from just
collapsing, yeah. Right? Like you're right. I love the analogy. One guy goes down, the rest of them just collapse, right? And do you believe Kyle Shanahan's good under pressure? I don't know. Blowing three Super Bowl leads.
Yeah, does it?
You think Kyle Shanahan's good under pressure?
Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Speaking of the Niners, and then they go and do what the Bills did.
Trade with the Chiefs.
And trade with the Chiefs.
I was looking at the trade breakdowns yesterday, and you know it when you're in the moment, but when you see it right there in front of you, like, the only people that traded with the Chiefs were the two teams that are legitimately trying to catch the Chiefs. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a good thing for those other organizations, but maybe they're the only ones that answer the phone these days.
Didn't seemingly make out with a lot either. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't
they
really took one over on us. Now they kind of allowed the Chiefs to move up a few spots to take the guy they were really wanting. Yeah. Like, you've helped them.
You helped them, right? You regardless of what you say.
Helped both of them.
Yeah, right? Like, the reaction at the Buffalo watch parties, I don't know if you caught any
of that
the weekend.
I did. Yes. I was listening. I spent a lot of time before they started talking hockey listening to our sibling station WGR and hearing that. I went back and listened to their morning show
because
we were potting it
right.
up, but whatever. But I went listen to the start of their morning show and it was glorious. They were just melting down. They're like, this was a great draft party until it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, like, we had the best draft party that didn't have a pick and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then we traded the Chiefs.
Right.
And then it imploded from there. And then, the video of the party where that happens, you just see fans just getting gutted.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because you traded with the Chiefs. I don't care if Xavier Worthy was their guy or not. That's not the point. The point is, and I
should have made sure they didn't get Xavier Worthy.
Exactly. No, I'm not trading with you. You're going to stay out there and rot at 32.
I should have grabbed my guy.
Right.
And
my guy.
And block them from getting their guy.
Right. And they didn't. They said, okay.
And then same thing in the second round.
Yeah.
I understand that one less, Kling.
The switching?
Moving down one pick.
One
with
pick.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
You have to look at yourself and say the Chiefs are terrified that this guy's going to get taken by somebody else.
Right.
Whether it's you or someone's calling the 49ers or whoever.
Because I believe they thought someone was going. It's foggy now, but I remember seeing there was a team they thought was going to be offensive line.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And so the Chiefs played defense to move up a spot.
And the 49ers like, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Man.
Can I go in front of you? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, no problem.
You've been in front of us for the last 5 years.
No problem. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. It'll be fine. Yeah. Just make it up to me later.
Right.
What?
Again, yeah.
Why?
Again, make it up to me later. How? I don't know. We'll send you a gift basket. But, here's the thing. You've got these two teams that are legitimately chasing the Chiefs. God loves Cincinnati. They didn't even answer the phone. Right.
Yeah.
They just took the phone off the hook or blocked Brett Veach's number. And then you've got Buffalo and San Francisco, like two teams that have been gutted by the Chiefs. 0-5 against the Chiefs in the postseason during this run, right? Do I have my numbers right? Buffalo's 0-3. The 49ers are 0-2. So combined, you two are 0-5 in the postseason against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And you're like, sure, whatever you want. We'll answer the phone and give you whatever you need.
Go ahead.
Not our guy. No kidding. No, I almost said a curse word. No bleep, it's not your guy.
You guys only
but you're letting them take their guy.
You only have one item? Sure, go ahead and be in line.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
You do that at the grocery store to be nice. Right? Oh, you got only a couple items, go ahead of me. And then their card doesn't work, or they're writing a check, or they're having small talk. They're not bagging their own stuff.
They're the millionth customer.
They
get a
free
lifetime supply.
Taking every candy bar and magazine off the rack. We've all been there.
Doesn't make sense.
Or they're trying to fill out their Menards rebate right there. Do that at home. You never let somebody go ahead of you at line. Never.
I don't know. I would be a D, like, in these situations. Like, I'm not doing it. I don't care what their offer is. Not doing it.
Not doing it. Not going to give them an opportunity to get better.
Not talking to them. They're not getting my pick. They're probably up to something. No.
Not going to do
it. But they're offering. No.
Not going to do it.
Not at our expense.
Mm-hmm.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
I think it's fantastic. I just love the fact that the two teams that have been literally gutted on national TV in the postseason by the Chiefs. And when I say literally gutted, you had double-digit leads twice in the Super Bowl against this team, and then, of course, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how many times were they gutted? The first loss to the Chiefs, maybe not a gutting, but the 13-second loss is a gutting.
Yeah.
The last loss at home in your building is a gutting.
You finally had them.
Right where you wanted them, at Rich Stadium.
And you let them off the hook.
You let them off the hook. And then you let them get better.
Because they are who we thought they were.
Right. God, we really like this Xavier Worthy guy. Would you guys be willing to trade with us?
Yeah, sure.
Sure! No we problem. Don't like him. We'll go, yeah, sure.
He wasn't our guy anyway.
Yeah. Do you think Brett Veach is like, are they really saying yes? Like, did he have to put the hand over the phone and go, I think they said yes. Turn the card in. I think they said yes. They agreed to this. Oh, my God.
Turn the card in now.
We just swindled these people. Let's try San Francisco tomorrow, all right? Okay, cool. Hey, 49ers, you want to make a trade? Yeah. Oh, my God, they said yes, too.
Yeah, Chiefs didn't even want to do the second one.
They just tried to see what would happen.
Let's try it. See if they'll move a spot.
Right.
Come on, you call them.
Come on.
I'm not gonna. I called the Bills. You got to call the night. All right, fine.
Yeah,
I'll
like Borgonzi's on with the 49ers fine. Now. Hey, Brett, let me try. All right, Mike, you go
spot.
Call.
They said yes.
They said yes. Oh, my God, they said yes. Can you believe these nitwits? Can you believe these idiots? Wow. They said yes. Right. Oh, my God. Make the pick. I think that's how it went
and
down.
And then they were laughing too hard to ever call Cincinnati. They were just like, no, we gave them Orlando Brown. Can we just call it good?
There's an old country and western song by a guy named Chad Brock. And the only reason I remember this is because it was on the radio when I was in Seguin and you'd listen to the country music over and over again called She Said Yes. And it was about like this guy who asked this girl, and the line goes, she said yes, and I said, how? And she said, when? And I said, how about right now? That's what's going on here with Buffalo and San Francisco. She said yes. I said, wow. Oh, my God. They said yes? Wow. Okay, make the trade. Get it done. These idiots gave us our players. Again, it's not if you like the player and if you were going to select the player. It's you let the Chiefs select the player that they wanted to make themselves better.
Amazing.
And if you're going to look at a draft at a succession rate of who's had the most success in the draft over the years, Brett Veach is kicking everybody's ass. You just let him pass you.
I saw this tweet as well, Bob, and I didn't want to mess with the space-time continuum of it all.
All right.
So if you can lay it out, go for it. I'm still a little nervous about I just want to look straight ahead and pretend like none of this needed to have happened for this to have turned our way.
All right, here we go. Ari Meyeroff reports this story. And again, I don't know who he is, but he's a great aggregator of NFL information, right? And if, look, trust in Ari, right? Ari Meyeroff has got this thing on lockdown.
I've actually seen him, unlike the Dove guy.
Yeah, that Dove Kleiman or whatever.
Haven't
seen
that guy, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so, right?
He's still a cartoon image.
I've seen Ari. Ari Meyeroff works for a legitimate outlet. He works for the 33rd team. I really like that website, too. I think they do a nice job.
I hope one day they get brought into the league.
Yeah, right? That'd be nice if they ultimately become that 33rd team, right?
Is that what they're aiming for?
What's going to happen if the league does add a London team? Are they going to be the 34th team then?
I don't know.
Anyway, so here's the story that was out there all weekend, and I love this story. It's very good. I don't know why this makes you mad.
It's a little bit ill. Like, it could have been worse. It could have been really, really bad.
Could have been bad, yeah. So here's the story. The Chiefs were picking at number 28 in the 2016 draft and had interest in Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch.
I remember that.
However, the Broncos traded up to 26 and got him. Denver gave up picks 31 and 94 to do the trade. The Chiefs would have had an extra third-round pick, number 91, to offer in a trade-up for Lynch, but the NFL took it away for tampering in free agency with Jeremy Maclin. Lynch's agent confirmed the next day that the Chiefs and Cowboys were the other two teams trying to move up. As a result, KC then traded out of number 28 and down to number 37. With that pick, they selected Chris Jones. The next year, still looking for a quarterback, the Chiefs traded up from number 27 to number 10. With that pick, they selected Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City went from having an interest in Paxton Lynch to ending up with Chris Jones and a year later, Patrick Mahomes. And the rest is history.
What a nightmare that would have been if Paxton Lynch was the quarterback.
Because we never would have gotten Chris Jones and we never would have had Patrick Mahomes.
And I remember the Paxton Lynch. I mean, I think we were in an era where we wanted every quarterback. Like, you could have talked yourself into Paxton Lynch that year.
You could talk yourself into a quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. That's the world we're living in. Yeah. Talk yourself into a guy.
Into Paxton Lynch.
Correct.
I don't even know if he's in the UFL right now.
Talk yourself into that one. And I would love to say they would have gotten Paxton Lynch in here.
Mm-hmm.
They would have saw that he sucked and still drafted Mahomes a year later, but probably not.
But Josh, you wouldn't have had the picks capable to move up.
Football teams just don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't do my plan, which is get away really, 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 really quick.
Right.
Like, if you know he's not your guy, or you do we couldn't pass him up and we had to make this move.
But he's a first round pick.
They wouldn't have made a move. You'd have been stuck with Paxton Lynch.
Right.
And someone else would have got Patrick Mahomes.
Right. And remember, at the time, that was John Dorsey's draft. Right? Everybody wants to give him credit for Patrick Mahomes. Brett Veach is probably in the background going, don't do this. We got a guy next year. Don't do this. And it just worked out the way that it did. Sometimes you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Sometimes you don't mess with fate.
This is why I was like ignoring this one. I'm just glad it happened. I don't care how.
It's a great story. I love stories like this to give you kind of that backdoor and connecting the dots and all that kind of stuff and looking back at history of why something happened. Like, I think there's going to be a great book written at the end of this whole regime when it's all said and done. How the hell the Chiefs ended up with Patrick Mahomes and made it work. Like, I want everything. I want to know the day that Brett Veach discovered Patrick Mahomes and where he was. What was he doing? What was he watching? What was he wearing? So I want to know all of this stuff, all of the history behind how Brett Veach discovered Patrick Mahomes. And then stories like this that you can weave in throughout. We almost didn't get Patrick Mahomes. What happened? Well, Paxton Lynch was there. And we liked Paxton Lynch at the time. but because we tampered with Jeremy Maclin, which we talked about last week, funny enough, and you're like, yeah, I still can't believe we had to give up a pick for that. Thank God! Thank God!
It all worked out. Yeah, again, I'm not messing with the whatever the avenues went to get to that spot. I don't want to move the Jenga piece out.
Correct.
That's all. That's all. Chris Ballard, former Chiefs front office man.
He don't have time for you.
Now the Colts general manager. One, he grew his hair out.
It looks good. I like it. Yeah, I've always wished I could do that.
He's a man that's able to change his hairstyle, so I do appreciate that.
I do.
Most people are saddled with the one hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's gone.
Or it's gone. Either one. Yeah, right.
But he seemingly has now suddenly it's grown out.
Right.
I remember him kind of, it was kind of clean cut, maybe. It wasn't crew cut, but it had a very short.
Yeah, shorter haircut. He just looks like he's ready, like Thor, like that running back we saw.
Now he's got some long hair, and he is not happy. Well, he should be happy. They got A.D. Mitchell.
Right.
The reason they may have gotten A.D. Mitchell was because of the reporting on A.D. Mitchell.
Horrible.
That he was a problem in meetings.
He's hangry.
He could get grouchy if he didn't have a snack.
Right. Well, you've worked with me. You know how I can get without a snack. You know, I bring an apple every day.
You know, there was some medical things that contributed to this, whatever.
But nasty SOB if I don't eat.
But the reports were out there, and he was none too pleased at the reporting.
I mean, I read some of the that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league. Unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. I mean, it's bull. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men, and if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid, and you know, for those reports to come out. Like, you know, I said it last year. It's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, but I do.
I don't, but I do.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. But
who's
anyway,
next?
We got the guy we wanted because of reporting that apparently knocked him down the draft.
But we said it last week. I am with Chris Ballard on this. I think I'd get along really well with Chris Ballard because I feel like him and I kind of have the same kind of opinion on a lot of different things. This one right here is 100% how I feel. You allow people to go out there and spread rumors about players late in the draft process. It goes back to your why we should have had this thing a couple of weeks ago to eliminate a lot of these like running down to the players, because that's what the last 2 weeks was like. What player really got boosted over the last 2 weeks where people start saying, wow, this guy's a great kid, this guy's amazing? It doesn't work that
maybe
way.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy.
Maybe.
That's about the only one.
Yeah, but it's usually run them down, right? Let's find ways to run these kids down. And you're running down kids who have not had an opportunity to play their professional careers yet because maybe you're doing it out of let's hope he falls to us or let's run him down. Nobody will draft him. Let's make stuff up so he can fall to us later in the round. Like, I really do think it's disgusting when these adults do this to these kids and try to run them down. So I'm with Chris Ballard 100%. The running down of the kids before the draft, I think it really does suck. But you will always have the unnamed sources. That's the only way reporters, a lot of times, Josh, are going to get the information. Hey, I'll protect your identity. Just give me the information for the story that I'm working on, but I'm going to protect your identity. We've all been there. We all understand how that game works. And so it's always going to be that way in the NFL and sports, quite frankly, and in life. You know?
So my question, though, for Chris Ballard is, well, are you going to pay him then the money that he would have gotten for being a first-round pick?
No, there's slotted money.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So they're going to be just fine paying him at number 52 or whatever he was. Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
checking. Absolutely they are.
Just
yeah.
checking.
Yeah.
Just checking. He's very happy to have him there
right.
at the rate in which he got him.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. It seems reality has maybe hit the Hunt family. We'll get to that next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.